Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
This is George. Did you call me?
Oh, yes. Hi, George. How are you doing today?
From Oscar Trucking Equipment.
Yeah, not sure if you remember, but a few months ago, you were working with our bank on getting a small business loan. Do you remember that?
We don't need any money.
Okay.
People that can finance my customers.
Okay, sure.
I sell crops.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know you ended up not taking the money, probably because it didn't work out for, you know, the price and what you would make off of it. But the main reason I'm calling is that, you know, looking at your file here, both you and your partner both have really good credit. So I just wanted to see if you guys have any equipment financing needs, because you guys would qualify for one of our better programs.
What kind of programs?
For equipment finance. Sure. What type of equipment do you normally purchase when you do purchase equipment?
We purchase trucks, heavy duty trucks.
Heavy duty trucks? Oh, okay. Yes. And do you use it for yourself or? Oh, nice. And
no, we sell them.
You sell them? Oh, okay. Yes. Nice. And
that's
then
a revolving line of credit. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. And then for your own self, for your own business, what type of equipment do you guys need for your business? Do you guys do any kind of maintenance for the trucks? Do you need any, like, maintenance equipment, things like that?
No, we don't.
You don't need that?
No, we don't need any of that.
I see,
what
okay.
What we need is for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
What can you finance trucks to my client?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do financing for your clients. We do a lot of trucking financing. We actually have a department for that.
Oh, you have that would be another department.
Oh no, we do them so much that we have another whole department that specializes in doing trucking, large 18-wheelers, large tractors, trailers, department. So I'm saying that basically
okay.
We do a lot of that sort of financing. Do you have a few customers
that need
financing?
Yeah, I always have customers.
Oh, nice. Okay. Do you already have someone that you normally send your customer to, or they just kind of your customers find their own?
What will you need from a customer? What kind of credit
Sure. What kind of
paperwork from them, or can you send me like a list of what you need or how the program works?
Yeah. So how I can send that all that information to you. But basically all we'll need is a application, which is just a one-page application. Just the customer's information and what they're looking to buy from you and the price. And then what we do is you'll send that over to me, and then I will work with the customer on getting the financing in place. And we pay you directly. We do 100% pre-funding too.
Okay. And what's the interest rate you do?
So we work with all different types of credit. A to F, even people with previous bankruptcies. So we'll find a program that fits any of your customers.
Okay. How long does it take you to pre-approve somebody?
It takes a few hours, if not a day at most. But as we establish a relationship and know exactly, you know, how all your, you know, if once we start working with you a few times, it would be faster every single time because we already know you. We already know all your types of equipment, makes, models, things like that. So it gets faster every single time we do a new business.
Okay. On the equipment, what would be the oldest truck and the highest mileage you accept?
We do use new all types.
Yeah, unused. What will be the requirements on the used equipment?
We don't have any specific requirement. we can. Do you have a few pieces? Do you have like a website that I can look at, like examples?
Yes.
You do.
Ashford.com.
Okay. Okay, let's take a look.
Most of my equipment is AZJOR.
Okay.
Most of my equipment is going to be 07 through 12. Most of my equipment that I sell is going to be like 09.
Okay. Yeah, these should be fine. I did a couple of deals with these type of years.
Okay. And what do you usually require from the client? Bank statements, income taxes?
Sure. What we'll need is we just need the application one page and just need most recent 4 months of business bank statement and most recent tax return. That's it.
That's it. Let me send you one of my clients right now for 1 second.
Okay.
Let me send you one. Let me send you my application with the information I sent. Let me see if that works for you.
Okay, sure.
As we speak, give me your email.
It's J-C-H-E-N, as in Nancy.
J-H-E-N?
Yep, as in Nancy.
Okay.
At Bank of Cardiff, and that's C-A-R-D as in David, I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay, D-I-F-F. .com?
Yep, .com.
Okay, let me check here for 1 sec.
Okay. How's business been this year?
We've been doing good. Last month and part of this month was slow, but now it's start picking up.
That's good. How many units do you sell a month?
I usually between around 10 units.
10 units? Okay.
Finance. So we sell more cash and then finance about 10 units.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I see here on your website that you have a thing that says finance available for all credit types. Who do you use right now for financing?
We use... we use Bravo Capital, and we use what's the other one? Freedom Finance, and we use for banks.
Mm-hmm.
We use Bank of Ozark.
Bank of Ozark.
We have several.
Okay.
Several finances and banks.
Nice. Who's your favorite to work with so far?
The one that we work more with is going to be Freedom Finance, because most of my clients are going to be under 600 points or between 550 and 650.
Okay. And Freedom Finance, is that...
Do you accept new startups?
New startups? For trucking? No, not for trucking.
How long do they have to be in business?
Minimum is 6 months.
Okay. As a driver or as an owner-operator?
Of the business. The business, as long as it's been in business for at least 6 months, we can take a look at it.
Okay, and then do you accept people that don't have a business, but they've been paying 1099 for over a year? They've been paying their own taxes.
Sure, so like they're like a subcontractor, or they're like an owner operated?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've done a deal with that. But every file is a little bit different. But yeah, I've seen financing done for those type of
drivers. Because a lot of my clients, they are under 1099. I mean, sometimes they have a truck, two trucks running, but they don't have a business. They do it under their own name and they do their own taxes.
Okay.
And then some of the people are drivers, that wanna start into owner operator, but they have been also paying their own taxes as a 1099.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you accept that kind of people?
Yeah, we do owner operated, and it's like S prop. We do that. Sole proprietorship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hold on a second.
And then with Freedom Finance, I know because since you've been working with them for a while, do you know what's like the typical term that they extend out to your customers?
Well, I usually work with them for people under 600 credit score.
Oh, okay.
Let me hold on a second. Okay, I just sent you an application as of right now.
Okay.
You should be getting it anytime. And that's what I usually send to my finance company.
Okay.
And then if you need their information, then I just ask the client for the bank statements. This is what we usually ask the client for.
Okay.
We usually ask the original customer credit application,
mm-hmm.
a driver license, and then bank statements,
mm-hmm.
and then the income taxes. How many income taxes do you need? Two?
I just need most recent 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah.
Okay, we usually ask 6 months bank statement and two. But
yeah,
if you
6 months.
We'll send you four.
Yeah, 4 months is, if you ask for six, it opens up more opportunity. Our minimum is four, but if you have six, that's the best. So if you're
six
used to asking for six, we can do six is probably better.
Yeah, six and two income taxes. But that will be the application that I sent. Do you have it in your email?
Yeah, I have it here. And do you have his bank statements and tax return?
No.
Or should
no,
I ask him for that? Okay.
Do you need them when I send the application?
Yeah. Or you don't. If you don't get it from him,
usually
I
they bring
it
to me after they get pre-approved.
I see. Okay. Okay. Perfect. So let me work on this right now, and I can get back to you within an hour.
That guy has been as an owner operator for a long time. It's under his name. He doesn't have a company, but he's been paying $10.99 for quite a while.
Okay. Okay. Let me work on this right now, and I will get back to you shortly on this.
Okay. I'll be waiting for your call. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.